We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Babyface Ray.
Yo, what up, though?
Good morning, my brother. How are you, sir?
Wonderful.
First time up here. Yeah. And you really are a nice guy. Look, he bought me some flowers for my last week of work. Yeah. So.
You know you're here upon special request.
I am?
Yes, Angela Yee wanted you up here for her last week.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I did. I spoke to Leah Bia. Yep. And, you know, of course, I got to have Babyface Ray, because you've never been up here before.
No, no.
And you've been grinding for a long time. And I saw just recently made the XXL freshman list, this last one.
Yes.
But you deserve it all. So
how did that feel?
He gave my flowers. I give him his flowers.
It feel good. You know what I'm saying? You know how it be when you coming up, you doing your thing. You always want to make the XXL list. So it feel good to make the list finally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you still got the baby face. So.
Yeah. Do I?
Kind of. I think the hair changes it when you had...
They've been calling me Old Face Ray lately.
No,
but you got to think about that with names like that. You know what I mean? Whenever you put little on your name or young or
but
baby.
But baby face. Baby face.
I've been trying to change it.
This what, Ray?
Face. That's why I came out with the mm-hmm. Face album.
But then it's Scarface. You know what I mean? That's what we call Face. Face Mob. Face, yeah. Mob, you know?
You know, that's where I got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be the new...
I think it's too late.
The new face.
Yeah.
Word.
You feel with the XXL cover, you feel like you should have had it a year ago?
100%.
Yeah.
For sure. I think everybody feel like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how the process is when they doing what they doing, but I still appreciate it. I'm grateful for that, though, for sure. Mm-hmm.
What do you think changed? You think that they were just sleeping on you, or do you think that you did more this year? What do you think it is?
Or is the city more popping now?
I think the city more popping. I think the light on Detroit, so it's like, they just came through and figured it out. Nah, I guess.
It's interesting, though, because we've been saying for the past couple of years, at least I've been saying that the best rappers are coming from Memphis and Detroit.
Yeah.
And your name always comes up. So it's like, it's not like people didn't know.
No. They knew. I don't know what it was. I guess People was in line first or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
How many people have been trying to sign you? Because even with the new album, Mob, we see that you have a lot of collabs on Face also.
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm sure that there's a lot of artists out there that have labels and a lot of people like Babyface Ray. He's the one. And so what was that process like for you? Because I can just imagine what your phone is like with people trying to say, we got to get him.
It really, I really don't get the traffic. Like, it go through my manager. I'm pretty sure it'd be a lot of people, though, I cross paths with. They'd be from different labels. They'd be like, we'd love to have you. You know what I'm saying? But I don't never engage into conversation when I just keep it pushing.
You know, it's not something you want to do?
I mean, eventually when it's that time, I think I ain't that time yet, though.
Mm-hmm. How do the artists know when it's that time nowadays?
I got this thing. I feel like, man, you don't really need to, you really don't need to go to no major label until you get a hit. You know what I'm saying? Until you a necessity, a priority. I feel like you get in there right now, it ain't, they ain't gonna really be thinking about you. They want you because you know you coming up. But if you ain't really laying like that, like how you supposed to be laying, don't go yet. I feel like.
Oh, that's interesting, because it's kind of like nowadays you can just put your toe in the water, because you can put a song out.
Yeah.
And if it go, then you'll know whether you need some more backing behind it or not.
No, for sure. They'll take you now. The label will take you, I feel like. But me personally, I feel like it ain't time yet.
All right.
I want to talk about, you know, music, the music scene in Detroit, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many different crews and cliques, and Detroit music is doing so well. How does all of the artists get along? Do y'all all get along, or is it still separate ways?
Yeah, everybody cool. It ain't no friction or nothing. Most of the people that's got the motion right now, like, you know, Baby Money, Icewear, Vezo, Peezy, just, you know, everybody, we all really kind of like came up together for real. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a natural thing. He doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. It ain't no, it's really all love for real. You know what I'm saying?
And plus, you all run into each other a lot too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Y'all be outside, man. I dropped off some product to you guys. I went to everybody. I pulled right up to your studio in your hood.
He be pulled up on me in a Lamborghini, man, with a Benz Sprinter truck behind him. That was fly though. The presentation.
I
had to have some security behind me just in case.
No, you Gucci.
That's what everybody said, but
that's
you could have rolled your head out the window. Gucci.
You would recommend that anywhere in Detroit, Fanview, or just in your area?
No, in Detroit, period. You know, I think the perception on Detroit kind of messed up. Like, Detroit not what people make it out to be. It's cool for real. You know what I'm saying? They don't be on that on nothing for real if you ain't did nothing. You know.
You feel the changes, though.
Hell no, bro. People out here starving, bro.
You feel the changes in the city, though, because it has changed a lot in the past few years.
Yeah.
You know, what are some of the positive things that you would say now as far as, like, the evolution?
Detroit, well, they building a lot, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much that. Like, they investing a lot in Detroit. Something big about to happen out there. And then, you know, you got the music scene that's rising and doing what it's doing. Mm-hmm. The sports team's getting a little better, even though we still weak. But
at least the Pistons are downtown.
Yeah, Pistons downtown. We got a young, good team, you know what I'm saying? Lions, they gone.
And you be at the games.
But I'm loving to see the black entrepreneurs. Like, you know, you see them owning dispensaries now out there.
Yeah,
you see them owning a lot of restaurants out there. And yeah. That's what I love to see in Detroit. I'm seeing a lot more black people owning their own businesses in Detroit. I'm seeing that a lot, and I'm loving that.
Yeah, I think Detroit cats been on that, like, for a while.
They've
you
been
know,
hustling.
You be out there doing your 1-2 thing.
Yeah,
you know
I mean, I love Detroit.
Are you making good investments? I know you got your song Spend It. Are you spending your money on
things? No, I'm not making. I ain't even in the real estate or none of that yet. Like, I ain't even tapped into none of that. I've been so locked in and focused on the music, I ain't even ventured off and started investing and doing none of that.
So you just spending all your money on women?
Yeah.
They deserve it, you know.
No cap, that's my investment.
You out here tricking?
Yeah, I'm tricking. No, I'm playing.
The ladies love a song like that, though.
No, for sure.
And a video where, you know, it's a nice feel.
Ladies love gifts and they love money. They love being treated, you know what I'm saying?
I always say it ain't tricking if she worth it.
No, for sure.
If the woman is worth it ain't tricking.
And you said you like women who are also doing things with their life, too. Not just sitting back waiting for you to bring everything home.
I got this line, man. I know a swine from a duck. You know what I'm saying? So you know who to spend the money on and who not to spend the money on. You gonna know off the rip.
So how many Christmas gifts you gotta buy this year, Babyface Ray?
One. I ain't you know what I'm saying? One gift for my lady. I ain't on that.
Yeah, see, there you go.
That's, okay.
Don't get me in trouble.
That's why Babyface Ray. Because look, I did try to get him to do lip service. He was like, oh, I don't know if I could do that one.
No, I can come up there. I'm gonna come up there and mess with you.
Because, you know, he's
been talking crazy up there, though.
You're too big to be out. You be talking crazy.
You be talking crazy on lip service.
Not me. That, you know, we take it where you take it.
I'm going to come check you out, though.
All right. Then when she asks you if you eat ass, you're going to be regretting it.
I'm going to be cool because I don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Come on now. I'm be Gucci.
That's how you, hey.
And y'all got a Gucci store in Detroit now.
Well, I love it.
That's amazing. Right downtown.
As soon as they built it, and I walked right in there, like, man, what y'all got going on in here? It's cool, though.
They got some good shit in there?
Yeah.
Now, you dropped your last album, Face, in January. Did you feel pressure to follow up in the same year?
Yeah, because it did so well, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I feel like the same formula, same remedy, you know?
Do you feel like you got to, like, stay in these people's faces nowadays, man?
100%.
Damn.
You got the internet, social media. Like, it's new stuff happening every day, so you got to stay relevant, stay creative, stay, you know what I'm saying, competitive, all of that.
I just wonder about that with younger artists, because it's like, man, it feel like you can water yourself down real quick.
Or it could feel like people could forget about you real quick.
It depends on how you do it, too, though. Mm-hmm. Like, some people do water themselves down and put too much content and music out. But if you plan and prep it the right way, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's going to make sense.
Mm-hmm. And the quality of it, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just put anything out. And even with Face, you added songs to it, too. Like, you did a deluxe version, right? Like, kind of right away.
And it's crazy. When I did the deluxe, it's like the deluxe got a better response than the regular tape. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I did the deluxe all in, like, one night. You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about when we go to different markets, the OGs in that market. And do they mentor the younger rappers, or do they even fuck with the younger rappers? Have any of the OGs of Detroit mentored or fuck with you or put you on the game at all?
Yeah, my mentors are OGs. You know what I'm saying?
The people, but not rappers, per se.
No, rappers. Oh, yeah. Well, kind of, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, nah. The OGs I know that I came up under, yeah, they mentored and kind of like that. They the reason why I'm structured and move how I move now. You know what I'm saying? Because I came up in what they taught me. You know what I'm saying?
So I know you and PZ are really tight. Who did you come up with? Like, grew up with, went to school with, and started rapping with early on?
Y'all familiar with GT?
Mm-hmm.
GT, me and GT actually went to middle school together. You know what I'm saying? So we've been in a marching band, you know what I'm saying, together, all of that. Vez from my neighborhood, mm-hmm. Peasy from the neighborhood too, with Peasy up the street. You know what I'm saying? Me and GT been cool. Me and Peasy became friends, you know what I'm saying? And Ice was already from our neighborhood. He used to get on our school bus and all of that. I kind of made the connection from Peasy to Ice with Vezo. And we all collectively became a group together. You know what I'm saying? Like some real brother, you know? But we all came up together for sure.
That was Team Eastside?
Yeah.
All right, so now is the band getting back together?
That'd be dope because you're all successful in your own right.
Everybody locked in to focus on what they doing right mm-hmm. now. I feel like everybody trying to get what they can get, you know? It's been so long since we even had an opportunity to do any of this. So everybody in mode, in their own mode right now. But it's going to happen sooner, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What made you want to be part of the marching band? Like, I'm sure you already had a love for music, but.
Well, my granddad, rest in peace, he just passed away. He used to always listen to Miles Davis, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I got to middle school and the marching band was available and I seen the trumpet, I'm like, let me try it out. I'm not even knowing it's marching. You know, it's different type of bands. Mm-hmm. So I played the trumpet and it just, you know what I'm saying? That was my granddad type stuff.
All right, do you still play or are you?
No, it was over with. Once I got to high school, they was on their college time and where they was making you wear white T-shirts and be crabs and, you know, hazing you and make you do. I'm like, man, come on, I'm too fly for that.
Most people is taking that thing, is that taking that instrument on the bus. That's what most people are like. I'm not taking that trumpet on the bus.
Nah, heck you know. It was cool in middle school. It kind of got corny in high school. Mm-hmm. They ain't trying to see that for real.
Now, if you didn't rap, what you think you would have been doing?
Oh, no, ain't no telling, man. That's why, I, you know what I'm saying? I'd probably be in the streets trying to, you know, mm-hmm. get rich for real.
Mm-hmm.
No cap. That's why I look at this as a blessing. You know what I'm saying? I don't take it for granted. I try to stay out the way of these cats. You know what I'm saying? Keep my face clean because I know how I get. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said that Babyface going to last forever because he doesn't promote violence or drugs. He just get fly and get money.
You saw that tweet?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I seen that.
What you thought about it?
Yeah, I agree. I don't promote violence and drugs. You know what I'm saying? I do talk about it sometimes mm-hmm. because it's just, you know.
The lifestyle.
What's going on around me, mm-hmm. you know. But I agree with them for sure.
Is that a conscious effort not to do that?
Huh?
Is that a conscious effort not to do that?
It just is what it is with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't known that type of sound, you know? Mm-hmm.
Did you have any hesitation when they offered you a spot on the freshman list for XXL?
For sure. For sure. I ain't even want to do it for real. And then I'm like, well, might as well do it. You know what I'm saying? This, I ain't going to front, act like I don't want to be on the XXL. I've been fronting on myself, so mm-hmm. I did it because that's something I wanted to do for real.
Why'd you feel like that? Because they fronted on you a year prior?
I feel like they fronted on me, but it probably they ain't front on me. They probably just wasn't thinking about me at the time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we be thinking in our head that overthinking the situation.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, man, y'all overlook, but it don't even be that, so.
What do you think was like a turning point for you? Because I feel like before the pandemic, you know, everybody locally knew who you were, and I felt in the music business, but then all of a sudden everybody's like, Babyface Ray, one of my favorite artists. What do you think was the turning point when that happened?
I dropped an EP, man, called For You, you know what I'm saying? And my whole plan when I did the EP was I knew that we couldn't go outside. Everybody was listening to music. And I called my cameraman and told him the whole play. I said, I'm not shooting no videos. I'm not putting nothing nowhere else but on iTunes so they can go straight to it. And that's the EP that had Paperwork Party, Number One Fan. Mm-hmm. After I dropped that, my phone kind of started blowing up. Different labels started calling. That's how I even got introduced to Barrenline for real. Mm-hmm. She was working at Interscope. And they was trying to get me a deal. And I'm like, just be my manager. You know what I'm saying? And she kind of came through and helped structure me. So I say the EP is what turned it around for me.
That's great, because you hear, like, you know, for a lot of people, especially during the pandemic, they were really feeling like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I was like that for real. I ain't going to know. I was lost in the sauce. You know, we come from rap hustling, meaning verses and shows. That's how we making our money for real. Mm-hmm. So when the pandemic hit, it was kind of like, dang, what we going
to
do?
Detroit was getting to the money, though.
Nah, for sure. Because we ain't know what to expect once we figured out all that, you know, what was going on with the pandemic and how they... I ain't do none of that stuff, but all the money came to me because a lot of people was buying features and, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the pandemic.
That money was flowing during
that time.
Man,
it was
beautiful. We talking about
through scamming? Yeah.
Oh. PPP.
Yeah.
I heard they had cops, like, outside the jewelry stores because everybody was buying so much jewelry.
Man, it was a line outside the jewelry store. Like, people just buying stuff just to buy it. Crazy.
And a lot of that value ended up going back down.
Yeah, got it messed up.
What's the importance of having a manager? I don't think people talk about that enough, because I even think about, like, for somebody like you who was getting hot and then you start getting booked for shows, like, how do you know when to go up on your show prices, stuff like that? So what's the importance of a manager?
Man, I feel like it's key, because it's only so much you can do as an artist. You know what I'm saying? You need to stay locked in and handle your business. Having a manager is very key. It depends on who it is, though. You know, mm-hmm. some managers be in it just because they want to be in it. Now, you got to find a manager that's really in sync with you and that's going to help you push your movement and your agenda is. Some cats be trying to manage just to manage because they see you getting a little friction just be want to be around. But mm-hmm. it's important for sure.
Barrenline will fly out to wherever you at and make those. And it's also like connecting with artists.
Yeah.
You know, sure. that maybe you wouldn't have had that interaction with otherwise.
I was just telling somebody, they was talking about signing new artists and all of that. I'm like, man, people gotta start like getting with the artists and chilling with them and learning their character before mm-hmm. they start moving forward with the business and whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You never know what they might be on. It might be something you don't like. Mm-hmm. I feel like social media got it to the point, oh, he's fire, I'm gonna sign him, and then you sign him and you get with him, you don't even like this person. So it's important to get with people and learn them, you know what I'm saying?
But they probably not even looking at you as a person. They probably just looking at you as a product.
No, for sure.
Throw you out there real quick, make some money, move on to the next thing.
That's what they doing. I'm already knowing that, for sure.
So is that important to you, too? Like, before you sign to a major label, would you want to get to know the execs and everybody else over
there? That's why I'm locked in with Empire so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of the relationship, how they deal with me, how we deal with each other. Like, guys, you're always answering the phone. Nima always answering the phone. Even if I ain't talking about music, I just want to kick it with them about something. They with it, and they touching right down, 10 toes. They wherever you want them to come, they pulling right up. They not tripping, you know what I'm saying? You would think that by Gazi being ahead of the label, he wouldn't be like that. Like, dude, ain't really tripping. Like, he wherever you need him to be, mm-hmm. and he on what you want, as long as you handling your business, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And Gazi loves Detroit artists.
Man, Detroit artists love Gazi. You got to think about how many bags he done came and dropped on guys through there. People ain't even think we weren't going to get money off rap, so for guys to come through and get distribution deals out like how he was a blessing.
Hey, you never thought you would make money off rap coming from Detroit?
We were selling CDs at first. So mm-hmm. when the streaming era came out, I didn't know how to even make the money off streaming. I was lost. Like, I didn't know how to upload it or nothing. So once I figured it out, it was like, damn, you know. And the little checks that was coming monthly, I thought I had hit the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is it right here. I'm doing my CDs and I'm making my monthly checks. I'm cool.
Did you ever feel like you had to leave the city? Because you know how some people feel like, okay, I got to move around. Maybe I got to move to Atlanta. I got to move to L.A.
No. Everybody be trying to get me to move away from the city. I'm trying to turn the city up, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm trying to buy big state-of-the-art studio, bring the Motown vibe back, you know what I'm saying? Try to help create some new opportunities for the artists that's coming up under me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
How did you know you were starting to get a buzz outside of Detroit? Like, when did you first realize that?
People from all over the world calling and, you know, big names tapping in, just saying they like my music or whatnot. So it's like, dang, it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you're right about that, though. Now is the time to stay there, because I see they have been building new studios.
Yeah.
They're building labels. Everything in Detroit.
Yeah.
Man.
Nah, for sure.
Detroit's a beautiful place. I love Detroit. A lot of action there. A lot of money there, a lot of artists, and a lot of community there. That's the main thing about Detroit.
Nah, for sure.
So when you make your records now, you know, independent route, do you think about the records you make? Like, do you try to make a radio record, or you just keep it to...
No, I try to stay away from that. Just trying to make a certain individual record. If it's a radio song, then it's somebody like telling me, like, man, this is something good for the radio, like an idea, and we going with it. But I don't be in the studio. Like, it's time to make a club banger. I'm really just going off the natural feeling of what's going on, how I feel for real.
Yeah, what was happening when you wrote Spend It?
Man, I was in the studio with my man Pooh B. Shout out to Pooh. And he had already had the beat and the hook on there already. And he was just playing it. He like, man, I think you should put a verse on there. And I'm like, man, this really ain't my swag. He like, man, trust me. And I put a verse on there. And we here now, it's going crazy, I ain't gonna lie.
What makes it not your swag? Because you say you like tricking on the ladies. Well, lady.
I wouldn't say it's not my swag. Just, you know, just how the song is. It's radio type style. You mm-hmm. know? It's different from what I'm putting out. It ain't about the ladies. Like, you know, I love the ladies for sure. And I definitely agree that you need to spin it if you dealing with them. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying the style of the song. And, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I wish artists understood that radio is so lost right now. Radio don't even know what a radio record is. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you play music and get it popping, eventually radio gonna come.
I think the radio thing, we done kind of lost it a little bit because of the streaming and social mm-hmm. media. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think people listen to the radio unless they going to work or whatnot or something like that. But
That's a fact. I think, mm-hmm. I forgot what the actual number is, but it's like, majority of people who listen to radio listen when they're commuting in their cars.
I be taking my daughter to school, and that's when I hear the radio. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask, you know, when I pulled up on you in Detroit, you had a bunch of artists there as well, newer artists as well. So who are some of the new artists that we should be looking out with, that you're working with?
When you pulled up, I was actually at my homeboy spot, Losinetti,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, they're my guys, you know what I'm saying? I helped jumpstart their career, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I actually paid for their first video. And you see what you put up to. They got a whole brand building, clothing store
builder,
with studio
yeah.
and everything. And that's just off me putting the blueprint down for them. But, you know, Losinetti, you got
to... And what gave you the knowledge to do that? Because a lot of people, you know, it's hard for them to help other people until they feel like they made it. But you seen something in them that was like, I'm going to help these brothers out.
It's just what people did for me. When I ain't had nothing going on, the places my OGs took me and what they showed me and what they allowed me to do when I wasn't having no emotion was like everything, because it taught me a lot. It taught me about the things that I wanted to do, and it also taught me what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So, but I always remember them reaching back and helping me up. So it's a natural thing for me. If I see somebody trying to do something, I'm instantly like, without no payment or none of that. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't even trying to get nothing out of it. Just like, oh, you on that? Come on, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no big deal.
That's how you get your blessings.
Is it?
I believe that, mm-hmm. you know?
But what about the song Nice Guy? Let's talk about that for a second then. Because kind of the opposite of this conversation, because sometimes people do take advantage when you're being a nice guy.
90% of the time, that's what it is. Somebody trying to take advantage of the opportunity. Regardless, it don't matter how kind-hearted you is or not, they still gonna be a vulture and try to, you know what I'm saying? So that's what the Nice Guy song was about, for real. Like, just, if you know me, you know my character, you know my heart, like, you know what I'm on. you know, I'm just a nice guy, period. You know what I'm saying? So the song was me just saying it ain't no more that sometimes people treat you crazy, you know what I'm saying, when they see you on that type of time, you know what I'm saying?
People like that just playing themselves, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because all they doing is burning a bridge, ruining a relationship, you know?
I agree.
So they really not playing you.
And I think that's something for us to have to learn, too, like to set, like we always talk about setting boundaries. Because once you do something for somebody, certain people will appreciate it. Some people will continue to always keep asking you for things. And eventually you might got to say no. And then all of a sudden you're the worst person.
Literally what you're saying, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, no more Mr. Nice Guy here.
No, I ain't going to change my ways. I ain't going to do that. Like, I still got to be me regardless. Mm-hmm. I ain't about to switch because y'all other people crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I just got to be more careful of who I'm giving my energy, you know what I'm saying, time to.
But you got to set boundaries, but you are who you are.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean? So if you that type of person, you're going to be that type of person regardless of how many people burn you.
No, for sure.
And besides music, what other aspirations do you have?
I always liked the basketball until I once again got in high school and figured I was too little to even pursue that, so I scratched that off. But
were you really good, though?
Yeah, I was all right. I ain't gonna lie. If you saw me on the crew league or anything of that nature, I've just been out of shape. So don't blame me for that. But
somebody watching this right now saying I used to bust his ass.
No.
You didn't do too good on the crew league?
We won the first game. We lost to Waka, though. They had me checking Waka Flocking. Y'all know how big he is.
Waka, like 6'4", 6'5".
You know what I'm saying?
They set you up.
Yeah, it was bad. But I like fashion. I'm kind of into fashion. And I ain't gonna lie, music, it ain't no plan B for me. Like, music is what it's going to be for me, I feel. Because I remember what music used to do for me at a young age, changed my mood, my attitude, and all of that. So regardless if I'm rapping or doing whatever I'm doing, I'm going to be doing music some way, somehow, whether I'm finding an artist or something to help. You know what I'm saying? Like, music going to be a part of my, you know, situation for a minute.
What about acting?
Acting? I always wanted to act, for sure. I love movies, so I don't think I can do it, though.
It's
terrible.
So. Listen, you got to be in one of those, like, if they do a McGraw app 3 or something.
Yeah, I already told them, too. I told Sino, like, man, y'all do McGraw, just call me. It's lit.
Yeah, because they'll love to see you in something like that.
My mama want me to act, man. She always be telling me, like, well, you're going to be a big movie star. Even right now, like, what's going on? She's like, you're gonna be in a movie one day. I'm like, all right, mom.
So why you ain't not listening to your mama?
No, I'm listening to her for sure. It's just like, when I be doing my little acting scenes with my what's name be so, I be like, man, I ain't shit. I mean, I can't cuss, but.
Now you can cuss,
man. Oh, yeah. I be doing my little acting. I be like, I ain't shit for real, so.
Who you comparing it to, though?
Man, I watch everything. All the movies. Denzel.
Don't tell me. I knew you was going to say that. You can't compare yourself to Denzel.
I'm watching Denzel. Like, hold on. I ain't.
Hey, even.
I knew you was going to say Denzel.
Actors are not look, Envy's acting now.
Yeah.
You is? What movie you in?
I was in.
It's a gay porn. It's on. It's on Pornhub.
You don't believe him?
Nah.
There's a show on CBS. It's called East New York, and I was on that.
He's a snitch.
Whoa.
I'm not a snitch.
Ooh, it's just acting.
Could you
baby
play that
face,
role?
Ray.
You think?
What?
A snitch.
No.
It's an acting role.
No.
You could be the next Denzel.
No.
So what characters won't you play then?
That.
Don't answer that.
What about a cat?
You know what I won't play. I ain't even going to say
don't answer that. Don't even answer that. Don't let him put
what
you
about
in.
A police officer?
He putting you. He, don't do that.
I ain't going to lie.
He putting you in a trick bag.
I'm not even going to say I won't play a snitch.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I'm open.
It's acting.
Yeah, I'm open or whatever.
It just hurt him so bad to say that just now.
No, I'm open.
He was like,
I'm thinking about some of my favorite movies and the characters in them, so I'm open. You know what I'm saying?
You like all the mob movies?
Yeah, I love, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's mob movies, my thing, for sure.
All right, there you go.
Well, albums.
What you had bought? You had bought him some weed?
Yeah, I pulled up.
Yeah, he did.
Gave you a headache?
I don't
really smoke like that.
Oh.
What about the edibles? He gave you some edibles?
I didn't give him no edibles. I just bought the whole crew.
I ain't gonna lie. Whatever you brought me, Envy, it was like all the little homies right there. We passed it out and they blew it. Like.
Yeah, we gonna come back there at Christmas time. We gonna come back to everybody hood and drop off some more stuff, some more packages. Y'all showed me so much love, so I just wanted to show it back.
Nah, for sure.
Shout out to Slurred. And then we gonna bring some toys. I think we gonna do the toys too for the kids.
We still in that demo. The demo you put down came through Lamborghini with the Sprinter.
I think people need to see that.
We still in that. You know what I'm saying?
And we pulled up in every hood.
That was hard.
But I thought that was dope. You know, if I make money in the hood, in the city, I like to spend money in the city. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Give it back.
For sure.
Do you gamble? Like, do you be going to MGM or Motor City?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been going to MGM a lot lately. Just going down there playing blackjack.
How you been doing?
It started off good, but now it's like,
it
man.
It never ends good.
Get up out of there, now you tripping.
It never ends good.
Yeah, I started my first three times. I was just creeping out of there, winning like $7,000-$8,000, just leaving.
Mm-hmm. What about on sports? You bet on sports?
Sometimes. I watch the game, and whoever losing, I bet the margin. Like, I bet they're going to come back. That's the easiest way to win, mm-hmm. I feel like. You know what I'm saying?
So, what's the most you won in the casino?
Probably like $11,000. Nothing crazy.
What's the most you lost?
Probably like $15,000.
Damn it, man.
Okay. So, they owe you.
Don't try to get it back. That's what
I ain't going back, though. Yeah, I ain't one of them gamblers that's going to sit there and let you eat. That's, yeah, I ain't doing that. It's over with.
All right. Well, let's get some joint off the album. What you want to hear?
We can go spin it. You know, it's holiday season. We're going to spin it.
Okay. Spin it. Babyface
Ray. Babyface Ray.
And it's The Breakfast Club. Appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you. It's my last week. Thank you for my present, for spending it.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate y'all.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Babyface Ray.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.